RPC Radio.
Hello and welcome to Taxing Matters, your one-stop audio shop for all things tax, brought to you by RPC. My name is Alexis Armitage, and I will be your guide as we explore the sometimes hostile and ever-changing landscape that is the world of tax law and tax disputes. Taxing Matters brings you a roadmap to guide you and your business through this labyrinth. In case any of you miss any crucial information or just want some bedtime reading, there is a full transcript of this and indeed every episode of Taxing Matters on our website at www.rpc.co.uk/taxingmatters. To celebrate International Women's Day this year, I am delighted to be joined today by three inspirational female leaders working in tax. Firstly, I'm joined by Tasneem Kadiri, who is a chartered accountant and tax advisor and is responsible for managing all of the UK and Ireland's tax affairs for L'Oréal. Tasneem is also chair of the Women in Tax Network, is on the ICAEW Large Business and International Tax Committee, the Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Committee for CEOT, and is chair of the Neurodiversity and Disability Network at L'Oréal. In addition, Tasneem is the winner of the 2020 Tolly's Taxation Award for Best In-House Tax Lead and for her contribution to the wider tax community. Secondly, I am joined by Dipti Thakra, who has a demonstrated history of working in industry and is the M&A Tax Lead at Hitachi Energy. Dipti is also a freelance tutor and mentor to young professionals. Dipti chairs the London Transfer Pricing Industry Group, the East Midlands branches of CEOT and Women in Tax, and at the same time is also an active member of the Women in Tax Committee in London. And last but not least, I am joined by Aisling Donnelly, who is Head of Tax at Trainline, and before that was Group Tax Manager at Addison Lee. Aisling is also an active member of the Women in Tax Committee in London. The International Women's Day 2024 campaign theme for this year is Inspire Inclusion. When we inspire others to understand and value women's inclusion, we forge a better world. And when women themselves are inspired to be included, there's a sense of belonging, relevance and empowerment. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 Inspire Inclusion campaign is to collectively forge a more inclusive world for women. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome, ladies, and thank you all so much for joining me today. So what does Inspire Inclusion mean to each of you? If we can go to Tasneem first.
Hi, Alexis. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. Really pleased to be here. I'll keep my answers short and sweet. There's a quote which I really love that says, "Diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance." I would go on to say inclusion is very much about a feeling and whether someone feels truly accepted within any particular circle of people, where one faces no bias, whether unconscious or conscious, and they aren't afraid to be their authentic self. In my view, if they feel they can't fully be themselves, then that is not inclusion. Inspire Inclusion also to me means supporting women and girls into leadership, decision making, business, and into STEM.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Tasneem. Dipti?
Hi. Inspire Inclusion for me means it starts at home, it starts in my family, it starts with my parents, it starts with my children. It is not a responsibility I give to someone else. I give it to myself. I also feel Inspire Inclusion has to come from belief in myself and comes from the small changes that I create, that I create back into community. So if there is a project or a community work going on where they talk about Inspire Inclusion, it's a group of people coming together to make a change, and that is wonderful. But each individual person is also responsible to cascade that change elsewhere. And until everyone makes a change and makes a stand, we're not going to change anything. I truly believe that. So I start in myself and I start with the people around me, and I inspire it every day. And I just wish other people would do the same. I also then take that a little thought further and say, if you can't inspire it in other people, but you do control the people around you. So if you stay connected to people around you who are thinking like you, developing like you, growing like you, you will inspire inclusion just by the community around you. So if someone around you doesn't do it, maybe a distance is something you need to create. Be empowered and feel the strength in you when you create that exit, because it's quite a powerful statement to say, I'm no longer in this committee, I'm no longer in this project. And then someone will say, well, why? So if I join a committee or a project or an organization, it's very much, I believe there they will inspire inclusion.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. How about you, Aisling?
Well, Deepti and Tasneem presented that so lovely. So I think for me, it will be to build with an example of what they've described. Inspiring inclusion for me is showing up, because you do not know who you will impact by your attendance or your visual. For me, within Trainline, for example, I got this opportunity for exploring when I saw an Irish CEO was head of Trainline. That inspired inclusion for me, that another female Irish person could make it as far as a CEO. I carry that forward. If you show up, you do not know who will be watching and who it could inspire to take action that could be very meaningful for their future careers.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. That's quite a powerful example. Thank you. Looking back now, if you could give some advice to your younger selves, what would it be? Should we go to Deepti first this time?
Absolutely. Isn't this a wonderful question? And also to be covered in a retrospective moment or a moment of meditation when one wants to reflect on this. And I did do a meditation on this, and I did look back. All my life, I waited for a woman to come. And my head, I could always see her. I knew who she was. I knew how she made me feel. And I waited and waited for this woman to come. And in real life, she never came. And I thought, I'm supposed to have a female mentor. Where is she? And then when I did that meditation, I saw who that woman was. It was me. And I thought, I've been waiting for myself to come to tell myself, you're already here. So I give this huge advice to my younger self. If I could just grab that 8-year-old and just say, you need to smile more. You need to trust your gut. You need to believe you can do it. And most importantly, I really, really need you to love and respect yourself. There'll be hundreds of people who won't, but make sure you're not one of those people. And the person you're waiting for is you. And that person will come when you believe in yourself, love yourself and respect yourself. And the last thing I want to leave with my younger self is the one thing that she did, which is the reason I am who I am today, is do not stop learning. School finished, college finished, university finished, 2 professional qualifications later, I did not stop learning. I have qualifications, projects, lessons, school lessons still coming out my ears. And I would massively advocate, don't stop. The minute you stop, something else stops. So don't stop learning is my last statement to my 8-year-old me.
Brilliant. Thank you. How about you, Aisling?
When I look back, the advice I would give to myself is just keep going, doing what you think is right. I grew up in a small town, and if I said to my 15-year-old self that I would be the head of tax of a listed UK headquartered in London PLC company, I would say as if. All of the decisions that I've made based on what I felt is right in the time has got me to where I am. So my advice is just keep going and go with your gut.
Some brilliant advice there. Tasneem, have you got anything to add to that?
I'm going to take an extract of a letter I wrote, a letter to my younger self. My message to you is stop worrying about what everyone thinks about you and stop trying to please others. This will only cause more upset and worry for you. Don't let other people put you down. Be yourself, stand up for yourself, and don't ever change in order to conform to those around you. Be proud of who you are and where you come from, because you have strengths and skills that others don't. Remember, your difference is your strength. Work on really understanding yourself. Self-awareness will change your life forever. This is when you will really come into your own and truly shine. I know you're conscious of being short, but don't worry. This gives you the excuse to always wear high heels, which you love. Embrace your height and really rock those heels. Finally, because you are so resilient and strong, you'll always have a tendency to put everyone else first and have many people relying on you. I know that you love helping them all. It's a great quality of yours. However, remember to put your own oxygen mask on first. You will get better at this as you get older, but try to embrace this earlier to protect yourself. Remember to set some healthy boundaries, and it's okay to say no. My final point, never forget the sacrifices that your parents made to help shape your future. Gratefulness always goes a long way and will help you to stay positive through the roller coaster of life. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. That's been super useful. It seems only fitting for International Women's Day for us to talk about the Women in Tax Network that we're all part of. Should we just quickly talk about why we're all part of Women in Tax for any listeners out there who might not have heard of the group and might want to come along to some of our events? Tasneem is our chair of Women in Tax. Should we go to Tasneem first?
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Alexis. I think for me, the reason I first became part of Women in Tax, it was a number of years ago. I actually had an idea for an event and Heather really loved the suggestion and she asked me to then join the committee. Having faced all sorts of bias and obstacles in my career, I always felt like I had to prove myself more than some of the men around me. And I think having had that experience and having experienced the struggle it took to get to the top, I would say that's what makes me really passionate about being in Women in Tax. But that's what it means to me. I don't want other women to go through those obstacles. And of course, we have a huge way to go. If you look at overall society, when you look at the Davos report, the Parker report, etc., we still have many years to get to true gender equality. But for me, I really want to personally make a difference in this space because I know what I went through.
Brilliant. Shall we go to Aisling next?
I joined Women in Tax back when I was just starting out as a head of tax in Trainline, and I was looking for that support network of other people in tax that I could reach out to. So from an individual standpoint, that's where I was looking at it. However, I've been involved with the committee and the team for nearly 2 years. And what's come out of that is a reflection just on what I said earlier around you never know who can be inspired by your career path and who's watching, inspired by the rest of the fabulous women that are in that group. It means that you're putting on these events, showing up to the breakfast coffee sessions that we have and reaching out to anyone that wants and needs or would like to discuss and can gain some value from that. It's a really lovely way of giving back to the tax women community as well as getting a lovely network of women to learn from.
Brilliant, thank you. And Dipti, why are you part of Women in Tax?
Because I love it. I really do love it. That's my big motto in life. If I don't love something, I will let go. It's not that it doesn't no longer serve me. It's because I am no longer able to serve the community of the one I have joined. And then for me, that's my clear exit. So I've been here since my maternity leave for my last child, 8 years now. I have done vice chair in London for 2 years. I'm chair of the East Midlands branch of Women in Tax as well. So I'm in two committees. I've supported other branches that have spun off or started and taken the initial calls with them and guided them on some of the things I've learned from creating the East Midlands one from scratch. And why do I do it? Because long time ago, I was in a relationship at work, as in manager-subordinate relationship, and my manager was a female. I walked away from that relationship knowing I would never be that type of female manager. I don't want to digress too much from what it was, but I just knew I don't want to be that. But then in the same breath, I cut women out. I stopped working with women. I stopped connecting with women colleagues. I just cut them all out. And I sat with someone, he was a coach at the time, and he said, you've just deleted 50% of the population because of one person. We need to work on this. So we did work on it. Today, now, the female connections I have are so powerful, you could just write a blank check. That's how amazing the women in my life are. Two are on the call right now. And it is so beautiful to create this community spirit. And I'm so, so proud to be part of it. In every shape and form, I get to run events for Women in Tax. I get to coach, I get to mentor, I get to give back, I get to create a safe place for women to come and to feel inclusively attached to the event that I have created. And that is it. I love doing that. Back to my very first sentence, I'm here because I love it.
Amazing. Thank you so much. As Aisling said, you can never really underestimate the power of just turning up, the power that your story can have on somebody else. Joining Women in Tax myself, it's just invaluable. So thank you very much to all of you. Thank you so much to all of you for your time and for joining me today in this discussion on Inspire Inclusion for International Women's Day 2024. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for in this month's episode. Thank you again to Tasneem, Dipti and Aisling for today's podcast. As ever, a big thank you goes to Insider Productions and Andrew Waterson for the production, music and sound editing of this episode. A full transcript of this episode together with any references can be found on our website at www.rpc.co.uk/taxing matters. And if you have any questions for me or for Andrew or any topics you'd like us to cover in a future episode, please do email us on taxingmatters@rpc.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Taxing Matters, why not try RPC's other podcast offering, Insurance Covered, which looks at the inner workings of the insurance industry, hosted by the brilliant Peter Mansfield and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and our website. If you like this episode, please take a moment to rate, review and subscribe, and remember to tell a colleague about us. Thank you all for listening, and talk to you again soon.